She says, I was born into a Jewish family. I attended with my family each year at the high holiday, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. At the age of 5, I started attending the boarding school at St. George's Catholic Church. That was for a year. St. George was a church and a boarding school where I first learned about Jesus. I learned all the Christmas songs and singing about Jesus. Here and there, I would pick up the Bible and read it. Even today, whenever I enter a church where Jesus is taught, I feel the peace and love of God. I'm thankful that even before I began to follow Him with my life, He was caring for me. The Bible says that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1:4, and all my life God has watched over me. Later, I attended public school and graduated from high school. I married a Jewish man at the age of 20. He had 3 children, but we divorced after 10 years. I then went to nursing school at Harper, and I graduated with my nursing degree. I went on to St. Francis in Joliet for my Bachelor of Science in Nursing. Since then, I have worked in hospitals and case management as a visiting nurse. How I came to know Christ. As the years went on, I didn't relate so much with Judaism, and so I really began to consider who Jesus was. Years back, I had a friend, Mary, who lived down the block. We were in our 30s, and she came to know the Lord, and she became excited about it. She was so worried that I needed to be saved. She asked me, "Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?" I considered it. I gave my life to the Lord the best I knew how. I'm not sure if I was converted then, but I know that God was calling me to Himself. I began to pray to Jesus more regularly, and through the years, I've looked to Him in time of need. One event, though it was difficult, brought me closer to the Lord. After I was married to my second husband, Bob, his health was failing due to his heart, and I found a chapel in the hospital. I prayed so fervently to the Lord during that time. I began to experience the love of God in a beautiful and satisfying way. God answered my prayers in that chapel and spared my husband. God was calling me to know Him in a deeper way. I knew He loved me, and I wanted to love Him. My husband lived after that, but died of lung cancer at age 59. That was 1980. I have always believed in Jesus since I was a child, but it wasn't until my children were raised that I began to really sense God calling me to Him. After God calling me my whole life, I believe I was truly converted to Christ about 3 years ago. I was in San Diego visiting my children. I put my faith in Jesus and trusted Him as my Lord and Savior. At that time, I saw a necklace with a cross on it. I think she's wearing it right now. And I put that cross on. I wanted to wear it for the Lord because I am a follower of Jesus Christ. One Bible verse that expresses my love for Jesus is Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I am not ashamed to say that I believe and trust Jesus for the forgiveness of my sins. I am also grateful that my salvation is a free gift from God. I could never have earned His forgiveness. He gives it freely. The Bible says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." The only one I can boast about is Jesus. He died for me, and I want to live for Him. After coming to know Christ, I met Pastor Matt through a funeral, and I was taken with his passion for the Lord. I thought, I want this man to baptize me. I knew I wanted baptism since I came to know the Lord. I contacted Pastor Matt, and we talked about how I came to know the Lord, and we set a date for my baptism. My friends and family gathered on an afternoon last February 19th, and he baptized me. Praise God. He shared my testimony of salvation, just as today, with all my friends and family, and they heard the clear gospel that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. Since I truly gave my life to the Lord, I've started reading my Bible again. I find myself praying to the Lord continually. I can look back and see all the ways God has blessed me. He's guided my steps and been with me through my whole life, even though I don't deserve it. My confession of Christ. As I come for church membership, I want to confess that Jesus Christ is my Savior and my King. One verse I would like to leave you with, as was shared many times today, is John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.